You're embarking through dangerous waters, but there is still time to readjust your sails. May God give you the peace of mind you seek.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. Now that is a Catholic boy.
Huh? That's what our dad would have said. Welcome everybody to Keith and the Girl. KeithandtheGirl.com/forums to interact with the, I'm sorry, to talk about the show later. To interact now /feedback and /chat to hang out where everybody else is. That was my brother Mark. First family member ever on the show. Good to see you.
Well, your family member. My brother has been on. Just saying. Ooh. Just making it clear.
No, your family and your brother's family. You're right.
I meant mine.
I apologize.
No.
Please.
You feel more special now?
I do.
And we got...
Was that... I'm sorry. Was that really a prayer that your dad would have said? I believe it was. Are you serious? Because to me, it sounded like some techie site and you changed it into... or do I just think of you as like some computer guy?
He's the brother that comes over and helps with the computer all the time.
I heard about that.
Which, by the way, the computer's... Hi, Spooky. The computer's working just fine, and I want to thank you. And if anybody says that I badmouthed you the last 2 days...
they're just talking shit to start shit.
Like Jeremy, for example. Is this the computer building failure of a brother? I don't even see why. I don't even...
Luckily, I don't know how to listen to podcasts, so I wouldn't know what...
Thanksgiving's coming up. Very excited. My two brothers, Mike and Mark, are over here. And Spooky's here. And then we're going to start celebrating Thanksgiving. There won't be shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday to honor the Lord and all the bountiful gifts he's given us.
Like Indians.
Right. So thank you, Lord, for that. In the meantime, we are here on Suck a Dick Wednesday. And let me explain how this works. You buy any product from Keith and Girl that has the logo on it. A chick sees usually a shirt is most obvious, but she sees even a Keith and the Girl sticker. Sees your Keith and the Girl keychain. Sees that you're a fun guy, and that's all the excuse they need to start sucking on dick. And it works, and it's amazing, and God bless this country. And thank all you women with the loose mouths out there. I love hearing these stories. And also, real quick, the $50 deal, if you want to explain that.
Right now, until the end of this month, until the end of November, for every $50 that you spend in our store, you get one of Keith's CDs or DVDs of your choice. So if you spend $50, you get one of the CD or DVDs. If you spend $100, you get two, and you get to pick out whatever you want. Just put the promotion code WINNER in the notes section and name the CD or DVD that you want in the same section.
And I'm seeing people are feeling like a winner. They wait, winner, I saved, I did it, I won. They're happy.
It's done to motivate, really. Mm-hmm.
But talking about, going back real quick to Ludax, like Suck a Dick Wednesday, and yesterday, or when was it? Sunday. Brother Love and I went to the Giants Stadium and saw the Jets cheat and beat the Steelers. I've said this before, I'm not just being a poor sport because the Steelers lost. I don't think the sudden death rule is fair. I don't think flipping a coin... to start the fifth quarter is very sports-like. Whoever flips the coin, whoever gets the first score wins.
I don't like that. Having a fifth quarter is very sportsmanlike.
Oh, you should all shake hands and go, we both did good. Tie's a tie. You got to make somebody cry. But anyway, Giants Stadium will bolster security in an effort to crack down on rowdy Jets fans who chant obscenely at women during halftime. President of the agency that runs the stadium said Tuesday that he would increase the 370-member stadium security force for all remaining Jets and Giants home games. The Minnesota Vikings play the Giants on Sunday. Just saying, no reason. This boorish behavior should not be tolerated. Earlier, a top New Jersey lawmaker demanded a crackdown after the New York Times reported that Jets fans gather on a pedestrian ramp at halftime, urging women to expose their breasts. When a woman obliges, as one did at Gate D on Sunday during the game against Pittsburgh, the crowd roars in approval. New Jersey Senate President Dick Codley called for an investigation by the heads of the state police and the New Jersey Sports and Exposition Authority.
What do you think is driving the... That's so weird that suddenly they decide that at some sports arena, nobody's allowed to yell at women. You know, the same thing goes on in concerts. I mean, did a whole bunch of feminists go to some game and...
Yeah, you know how you stop it, women? Stop it!
It's an election year.
If you're encouraging guys by... I mean, that's like going to fucking Mardi Gras and waving beads around. You should hope to see tits. Wait, and how girls encourage you by showing them to you, and then you give them beads. Now we're at a baseball game, and it's tradition. We're here at this one spot, right. and we yell for tits, and we see tits. What are we going to do next time? We're going to fucking yell for tits.
Oh, they are going along with it?
Showing their tits, and everybody, they're like, and disgusting. Everybody cheers. Well, if everybody's cheering, then everybody's into it.
But at the same time, there's a lot of kids in the stands.
Then you don't go
if
to...
If it's tradition, you don't bring your fucking kids to Mardi Gras either. What's the difference?
I think there's a difference between Mardi Gras and some Jets game.
Let me say this. First of all, don't go to the ramp at gate D during halftime with your kids. Secondly, look the fuck around and everybody fighting and puking and swearing and cursing.
And isn't it legal in New York anyways for a woman to show her tits?
No, it is legal. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All right. So they're not even doing anything illegal. I agree.
And now you're trying to take away my freedom of speech that I want to see them.
Well, if you get arrested, it's a jury of your peers, so I think you're safe.
That's true. She'll show the tits. Everybody will scream. Case dismissed.
The legal system.
That's right. Oh, other countries haven't made sometimes when it comes to showing your tits. Liam, our buddy Liam McEnany, still on that Europe vacation.
On his little tour over there.
Doing the couch-to-couch tour. And I understand some of you listeners are paying him to do the show in your houses.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I didn't know how it would work, and it seems to be working. So if you want to get him to perform in your house, it's $200 American dollars. Kid Liam. .blogspot.com, and you can talk to him. He said if you have
200
American, 100 American. Whatever.
Yeah, 200 American dollars, he will perform anywhere for you.
Get it while the dollar is low.
Right, get it, bring four of your buddies and just watch, and maybe help him make his jokes better. You know, sometimes comedians like that. It's like school and performing for
them. Don't forget, this is a man that when I first saw him, it was his first time on stage, and I was laughing, and he thought because I was laughing that I was heckling. So should be fun with the four of your buddies.
He did that, you know what, yeah, you know what, that would be a good one to do that too. Because you know what he did to me? He goes, okay, yeah, a lot of people did this back in the Surf Reality days, the days where Ahmed and I met, and I started doing stand-up every week for a year. And they would have, like, say you're allowed up for 6 minutes, I think, right? And they only
had eight minutes,
and they only that's a long time. So they only had like 5 or 6 minutes of material, and almost everybody did this. They just stopped and they go, okay, any questions? Mm-hmm. They try to improv something and maybe come up with a new joke,
which could be fun.
Yeah. And I remember
most of it was not, though.
Right, and I remember seeing Liam, and Liam looked cracked out, all kinds of fucked up. And it was so obvious. And so I'm like, well, somebody has to bring this to light. So I was going to say, you know, why do you look all fucked up? And he goes, okay, any questions? And I raised my hand. And he goes, okay, Keith, go ahead. I'm sure this isn't going to be a joke. You asked! You're the one who fucking asked. Why do you look all fucked up? I didn't sleep. What do you want? Okay, well, that was a fun experiment. All right.
I love how they think the comic in the audience, like, they're upset that he might make a funny when they ask him to talk. Oh, do you have a joke, Keith Malley?
Right. I'm sorry. So you want somebody more serious in this den of crackheads? If I can maybe let the literal bum ask you a question.
Literal bum.
Yeah, the bums were there. Yeah. Actual bums.
There were a couple homeless people that were regulars over there.
$3, you get like 6 hours in a warm environment and people dance for you.
In the homeless defense, the ones that came over there, they're really homeless because the 60s weren't good for them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they're like these genius weirdo guys, you know?
Genius. They've got
No.
They have the best cardboard huts.
There's a philosophical reason for it, though. They're like hippie homeless people where they're probably, you know, taking some abandoned place and just kind of crashing there.
Just
they don't
like
look
in
like
the movies, yeah.
Yeah, in the movies.
Just like that.
Actually, some of the stuff that we saw in that place was really like a movie that hasn't been written yet, but should be.
This news in. I don't know if it necessarily means the worst drivers in America are from New York.
Mm-hmm.
But if we all had to take driver's license tests again, the state that would do the worst is New York.
Except for me. I just recently passed.
Go ahead.
1 in 6 drivers would fail driving tests today if everybody had to redo it. It was administered by blah, blah, blah insurance. Roughly 36 million.
How are they deciding that? By crashes? By what? By
because the baby boom generation is becoming fucking elderly.
What?
The baby boom generation is becoming senior citizens, and they're all getting fucking Alzheimer's. And
but there should be more of them in Florida.
Yeah, you'd think somewhere down south.
Nuts roll downhill, but.
Oh, yeah. That's true. The results are pretty eye-opening. Not only did they indicate that there were wide differences in terms of state scores, but were But there were significant trends that demonstrated the general public might have forgotten must-know items from when they first took the test.
I call bullshit.
I do, too.
I call bullshit.
It's New Jersey drivers, hands down.
But it's not even
the worst.
They're
number two on the worst.
Oh, no. You just proved something.
If I'm in the fast lane going slow, it's either somebody from New Jersey or Massachusetts in the left-hand lane going 55 in a 65.
See, I think New Yorkers might get more tickets, but we know what we're doing.
Massachusetts.
I'm with Hemda there. I think until I came to New York, I thought New York drivers were bad and New Jersey drivers pretty much the same thing. I'd seen them, especially down in South Florida. But, you know, once I come up here, how they drive makes complete fucking sense.
Yeah. And don't
it's
I drive
amazing.
Awesome?
If you brought all the drivers from everywhere else in the country and had them fucking tool around the city, it would be fucking block to block, wall to wall, traffic jam with pedestrians smeared at every street corner.
Spooky's dream.
I don't know who told me this, but
Let me say this. I'm sorry, Mark. Massachusetts is the fourth worst,
way.
It's all the Northeast.
Yeah,
that's
believable.
Crazy.
The rule of driving New York is anybody behind your side mirrors, you don't have to pay attention to them. Anybody in front of you, they have the right of way.
Speaking of which, today I was picking up laundry and there's a car in front of me. It's very heavy trafficy out there right now. I went to the supermarket. Everyone's there thinking the same thing I am. Oh, yeah, tomorrow's Thanksgiving and I need
gridlock
to make food.
Alert.
Yeah. Yeah, so so there's a guy trying to make a right turn in front of me and I guess the big huge car behind me can't see him, so he thinks I'm just kind of stopping in the middle of the road. So he honks, and I'm like, well, now I'm not going anywhere. So he honks. The guy in front of me makes the turn already, and I'm like, well, now you have to wait for honking. So he waits a little bit, honks again. I'm like, well, now you have to wait again because you honked again. Mm-hmm. When are you going to be done honking? Oh, you're not done honking. I guess I'm not moving yet. Then he starts moving to the left lane, and I start going.
But what's bad is that's, like, believable. Somebody in New York would just stop driving. Okay, I'm where I need to be. I'm going to stop here in the middle of four lanes of traffic.
That's true.
What was weird?
I would at least turn on my hazards.
Hemda recently had to retake her driver's test. And for almost every answer, she said to the guy, do you want me to write down what you want to hear? And that was why I'm surprised they still gave it to her. The real answer or what?
I drive just great.
Fooey saying, the real problem is those that really, really follow the traffic rules are from Iowa, and they may pass the test, but they suck in traffic. Absolutely.
Right.
It doesn't matter what the rules are in New York.
If
you want to get going somewhere.
The test that I took, the driver's test, and I just took it like 2-3 weeks ago, all I made were left-hand turns. That's all I know, not one right-hand turn. I made one broken K-turn. Huh?
Right-hand turns are easy.
Never mind what's easy or not. I didn't get on the highway. They put me, of course, for a driver's test, they put you in the middle of, like, as much as you can find in New York, in the middle of nowhere, where they know it's not going to be very trafficky. So, yeah, I'm going to pass that test, but that doesn't mean I can get on the highway like a normal human being. Those idiots that pull up to the end of the entrance ramp, and then they stop, and then they try to get on the highway like a bunch of morons. Right.
The motorcycle safety course isn't much different. When you take that, you do everything in a parking lot. You're not allowed to shift above second gear.
Oh,
yay,
wow.
15 miles an hour. And they say it whenever you get your permit. They're like, okay, now you're officially safe to drive in a parking lot.
Wow. You guys have to go around cones, right? They actually have a makeshift whatever.
I do.
How do you like that?
It's incredible. I went on a cross-country trip this past September.
Do you have like a Goldwing or something?
No, a Yamaha FZ6.
What is that? Is that like a little crotch rocket?
A little. It's a combination of a crotch rocket and something that a guy 6'5 can ride.
By the way, here's the real rule coming from the feedback. Anyone going slower than you, moron. Anyone going faster, that's an idiot. That's the rule.
That about sums it up.
That's perfect.
Here's a Canadian driving story coming into the city. Tech Andrew had to cut off an ambulance. And, of course, Raggedy from Dublin, the whole state of Philadelphia will fail because those people can't fit in cars. That is the ugliest city. It's the ugliest city. I don't make these things up.
But Keith equates ugly with fat. The thing we recently read, America equates ugly with fat. True, but we recently read a poll about who's the ugliest state or the ugliest
not who's the ugliest
city.
Who's the most attractive? All the way through the list, Philadelphia was all the way at the bottom.
All right,
and then fat people tried to call and defend it.
I'd like to defend it, but I'll be quiet.
It is the city of brotherly love.
Number one, the very best driving state, Idaho. Number two, Alaska.
What's
all
Oh,
really?
There?
Do the Huskies know how to move?
What is that, like miles of road per person?
Right. It's got to be like they've got to be looking, doing some sort of equation of like people to accident ratios or something like that. Because there's only like 600,000 people in all of fucking Alaska. Mm. There's no way they encounter any bad traffic situations where they've got to be good drivers.
People who run off the road drunk into
or fucking hit
like
a bear.
A field.
Yeah, and they don't have to say anything.
Two questions consistently set respondents skidding into the weeds. By the way, that's a quote, not a reporter being funny. The first has to do with the correct action to take when approaching a steady yellow traffic light. Chanda, what do?
Say that again.
You approach a steady yellow traffic light.
Oh, you just slow down.
Mark?
Do you remember the Simpsons episode to speed up or to get rid of congestion? They changed all the traffic lights to yellow. You gun it.
Spooky.
If the yellow, if the light turns yellow on me, I'm probably going to go ahead and gun it.
Okay, you mean in a traffic light when the green turns to yellow?
I don't know.
The rule of
a steady yellow light,
that's like a yield.
You're supposed to slow
down.
You're
supposed to look
and
make sure
down.
Nobody's going to fucking cream you.
Okay, did I pass?
Stop if it is safe to do so. Is the answer.
What? That's not an answer. That's not an answer.
Yellow lights, if you don't know this, they're supposed to be timed 1 second for each mile an hour the speed limit is. So that's how you can kind of gauge how long the yellow should be.
Or as pissed off as I am.
So if it's like 35, it's supposed to be yellow for 35 seconds?
3 seconds. Oh, 3.5.
Okay. What's the proper driving distance between you and the car in front of you?
Oh, I know.
Car length for
2 seconds.
10 miles an hour.
Two seconds.
Car length for every 10 miles an hour.
2 seconds.
2 seconds is correct.
Thank you.
Because
you're supposed to go one Mississippi, two Mississippi.
Can we get your driver's license? I just need to cut that off.
if you're going like 100 miles an hour, you aren't going to be able to maneuver out of the way. And you'll
You just failed, my love.
Cars don't go 100 miles an hour.
Cars can go up to like 115.
What's with
cars.
Those signs? In New York, it says state speed limit 55, and then on half the interstates, it's 65. Well, I guess the speed limit really isn't 55 then.
It's weird, you know, going from here to your to the Malley family in Pennsylvania. It's very weird because it keeps switching from 55 to 65, and they don't always.
Crap!
Is the interstate a federal thing or a state thing?
Federal, maintained by the states using federal money and
I love that
money.
Mark knows random things that Spooky spews out.
I had a question.
It's
I don't
awesome.
Know.
No, I like it.
Who's ready for Larry King? I am.
Oh, who isn't
I
want to
see Larry King interview Andy Rooney.
I want to see Larry King interview somebody. That's what I want to see.
Larry King finally go to sleep in his coffin.
There he is, the greatest reporter of all time, next to Andy Rooney. Larry King, he's interviewing and having a, and this was, all over the news, the big deal, talking to the plastic surgeon that ended up being responsible for killing Kanye West's mother.
Already?
Time already? To talk. He's ready
That's
to talk.
So rude.
Well, let's see how it's played.
How is he even
And we now
to
welcome to Larry King Live Dr. Jan Adams, the plastic surgeon who performed plastic surgery on the late Donda West, and I understand you want to say something.
Yeah, Larry, what I really want to say is I want to thank you for this opportunity. Basically, I had come here to talk about things in the press that aren't accurate about me. But I have a tremendous amount of love and respect for the West family, and they've asked me not to go on. And I've said from the very beginning, I don't have a side in this. They are my side. And so I'm going to respect their wishes. And I'm going to apologize to you because I think I'm taking up your airtime. But I will not be on the show and I will not discuss any of that. I'm going to honor their wishes, okay?
Meaning you won't answer any questions about anything?
None.
All right. Then how will you ever answer questions? I mean, where does this go?
Well, I will talk with them.
Mrs. West.
I will talk with them. When they're comfortable, then I'll be comfortable. If they're never comfortable, then I'll never be comfortable. They are what's important to me. I said that from the start, and that's what I'll continue to honor.
Then just a few things having nothing to do with them. Don't you want to speak out?
No.
You don't want to?
No.
That's not us doing that. That's this guy taking off his headphone and mic and all
okay,
that.
Okay, so I
that has never happened before.
Right.
I get that he's respecting the family, but he's not respecting somebody's
not
show. I think that's so rude. You could have given me a heads up. This is an interview, and you came on the show saying I don't want to be interviewed.
And it's Larry King Live.
Right.
It's not like you walk out of the cabin onto the stage. Oh, okay, the show's starting.
Right.
That's so rude.
Yeah, hey, Larry, I'm fucking you on this one. Excuse me?
No.
And next we'll be having
you don't want to.
No.
I do not. All right. But you came here to speak out.
That's correct. But I'm going to honor their wishes.
When did you decide that?
I like how he keeps trying, though. Even the great Larry King can't keep him sitting down.
Why does it sound like his microphone's being ripped off, yet we can still hear every word he's saying?
Somebody quick with the boom mic?
How crazy. Then what do you talk about? I do want to know, like, you know, that means you have people, like, sitting there just in case. Let's go to somebody from People magazine.
Welcome back to the delicious dish. Today's conversation is...
What
salt.
Did happen? Do you have what
I think
happen?
He talked to somebody from People, somebody from something else, and I don't. Maybe they talked about this. Maybe I really don't know that. Maybe they talked about Matt Damon. How do you feel about him being sexist, man? Was it an agreement in the whole office, or like a favor, like a joke for Brad Pitt? He is a handsome man. Tulsa, you're on the air. I think he is handsome, Larry. He's a good-looking boy.
Legion
a remarkable
says,
moment. What goes through your
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Legion says, when he asked for the quick release microphone clip, that should have tipped him off.
Right. Just in case I got to get going and get going. I don't know what you're talking about, and I don't have time for this prep. I don't do prep on my show. Here's Larry King in an interview.
A remarkable moment. What goes through your mind when you see your guest suddenly deciding, I'm leaving?
Well, I knew there was trouble, John, because about 8 minutes before the show, he called me aside. I got off the set, and he said, listen, I got this letter from the family. I'm here with my lawyer, and we're deciding what to do. And then I said, I got to go on. So I went on. We had a panel of journalists. And then they told me he's going on. I said, whoopee. I'm going. He's going on. Okay, so we lost 8 minutes with the journalists, and they were very informative. And then he sat down, and you saw the rest.
So this came at the last minute, the warning from the
very
family.
Very last minute. Now, he got that letter apparently late today. He got a fax, he said, sent to him at CNN. We didn't know what it was about. A cease and desist order. A family can't issue a cease and desist order. Wow. They can.
You answered the fax. You had no idea what it was about. CNN got the fax.
Invisible ink.
So for somebody from CNN. And then he asked for a candle and a light bulb and a little lemon juice.
It was written in moon letters.
Who's interviewing him right now?
I thought he was making me a lemon pie, but apparently there's secret notes he's got to read. I don't know, just some dude from CNN. Okay.
Quest, please don't talk. And I don't know why he wouldn't talk about things other than Donda West. In other words, he could have talked about the DUIs and the accusations of malpractice suits, which to me...
Well, what do you think that
yeah.
is? I know you weren't trying to trick him at all.
Why didn't he ask that question right away then?
Yeah.
He asked, are you sure you don't want to talk about it? Are you sure you don't want to talk about it? Is there anything else you want to talk about? Start asking questions.
Well, I got to be honest. I did everything I could. Are you sure?
I didn't get to those questions yet. It was down in like number 10 on my list.
Would have resolved a lot of things, as he said. So in honoring their wishes, I'm not sure that their wishes were to not talk about anything. It was kind of weird. And then I think
their wishes probably was to tell me some stuff and not leave me hanging. Kanye would want it that way.
Did the West family specifically want him to come on and walk off the air?
That was a crazy Negro we
had
earlier.
Was that what was in the fax?
Joe got... And then we have criminal lawyers calling in, executive producer calling in, with Sanjay Gupta came on, and he added a lot, I think, of information, but it was some hour.
But did you get a sense?
It was some hour. It was 1 second. It was a minute of him walking off, and you couldn't keep him in there, reporter.
And then an hour of him crying, so right. It was some hour.
Oh, wow, it was crazy. We are all at the edge of our seats. Reminds me of the time I talked to O.J. Simpson. Hey, Juice, I asked him, you miss your football days? Oh, that was an interview. That was one for the Times.
Had his lawyer on, that's their worry, that they're worried about where this case could go, or the family might be looking at legal options against him, and he's just decided.
You know, John, I didn't get any sense from the lawyer. He's a civil lawyer. I felt like he was the first time ever on television. And Dr. Adams wanted him to go on, and so he went on. He was uncomfortable, I felt. I mean, he answered the questions as best he could. It's not against the law for a doctor to talk about a patient. It's
really, lawyer? It's not against the law for a doctor to talk about a patient.
Doctor, patient, confident.
Well, someday they'll make rules for that.
It may be against the common practice, not against the law.
It might be against decency and morality of in any form.
It's bad bedside manners.
You only know that from Scrubs.
So he could have talked about anything. So I think that civil attorney was in
difficult territories. It was a weird show.
Take me behind the curtain, if you will. What goes through your mind when you're sitting there, you start this conversation, and all of a sudden your guest starts getting up and ripping out his piece, and yet you are cool as a cucumber.
Well, actually, and what you don't know is every commercial I have to change my bedpan at least twice and to have to wonder who my next guest is going to be. Now, luckily, again, I don't prep in any form. So it's not a big deal. You can put anybody in front of me. I'll stare at them the same way.
I'll have the same questions for them.
It's the same questions. How you been? Who the fuck are you?
Yes, how about if we talk about that?
I think that's just experience. All you can do, as you know, as a great broadcaster, all you can do is all you can do. The only way you can act is the only way you can act.
That is great broadcasting. Right there.
Class of 2007, Harvard chapter, Boston. It is what it is. Thank you. Good luck. Do your best. But what's the point?
When did Larry King become a mob guy?
And I'll tell you something else, see?
You can in the circumstances. It ain't. I used to say, nothing has ever happened before that hasn't happened before. In other words, I've...
Oh, wow. You weren't expecting that.
No, I did not. I think we're getting it, Lair. I think we get where you're going. And a thing is a thing until it's no longer a thing.
Everything happened to me in 50 years, except that. I've had fires in the studio.
Famine.
People fight.
World wars.
Bigfoot. I've seen it all. The original plagues.
Bubonic.
I've had people hit each other on the set running for mayor of Miami Beach, punch each other.
Baywatch chicks.
Had a guest rip off the mic and walk and remain friendly. He stayed till the end. He was there at the end of the show. He was very friendly to me. He said he was taking my producer to dinner because she'd gone through so much over this.
You were gracious enough to say you'd come back from a scheduled vacation tomorrow if he talks to the West family and they would let him come back.
Yeah.
Before the show, when you got wind that there could be trouble, obviously you're trying to negotiate with him. Say, hey, you know. Your name's being dragged through the mud.
What happened was it's 7 minutes right. to nine, and then there was a little more minutes to nine. Then it was 3 minutes to nine, and suddenly they're saying, you got to get on. And I ran down, and I didn't know who the guests were that were sitting there. You know what I mean? They had to tell me this is the lady from People Magazine.
Yeah.
How's that any different from any day of his life?
It's not.
This is the girl from American Morning, and we had two different guests in Los Angeles. It was really television on the fly.
Easier to do on radio, right?
Easier to do on radio. You bet.
Larry King, there are surprises in live television, but you handled that one as well as it can be done.
I appreciate your comments.
Thank you, Larry. You have a happy Thanksgiving. And
you too.
Maybe you'll be back at work tomorrow night.
Maybe.
So we'll be watching.
One never knows.
We will check in to see. Larry, thank you so much.
I think it's a safe bet to assume he's going to go on Thanksgiving vacation after all. That's what I think. You don't know. We might be...
Hey, you never know. But I fucking doubt it. I fucking doubt it.
How could somebody walk off and then stay there and then offer to buy someone dinner as if that's some consolation prize? I don't want your dinner.
Congratulations.
You
might get fucking fired over this. Let me buy you dinner.
I don't think
that possibly cost you your pension.
I don't think the producer of Larry King needs your dinner.
Right.
It's dinner.
Hopefully she has like a hidden mic and she'll fucking get like a
ton.
Right.
That's a good dinner.
There's more behind the scenes stuff, right? Well, you know, it's going to be like their show. Thursday and Friday will be best ofs. You know, and they'll be talking about this. It can work out. He just doesn't understand because he's an idiot. But again, my favorite part, is, so you won't talk.
You say you won't talk! Come fuck it on!
Hey, I did what I could. It was exciting TV, I gotta tell you. Everybody was riveted. Everybody's talking about it. Spooky.
Yeah.
How are you, man? Last time I talked to you, that was the last time I believe maybe that you were on the show. And then that very night or that morning, I see on the forums, I just broke up with D. That's what I see.
Yep.
What is going on? What is going on? What happened that night after the show?
A little behind the scenes.
The show. The next day I went to...
It was the next day that we saw it on the forums or 2 days after.
Yeah, I went to visit a mutual friend.
Another girl, you're saying?
No.
It was
she's
a mutual
married.
Friend of ours.
She's married.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you guys definitely know her. And we were you know, baking cookies and everything like that.
Oh.
And I thought, well, okay, you know what? I'm learning to cook. You know,
right.
Give me shit if you want, but that's all right.
Did you bake cookies from scratch?
I didn't even use a recipe. I just made it up. And the first batch was a little runny, and the second batch I added more flour and... And they came out all right. And anyways, I was going to go over there and I was probably going to ask girl advice about things. And I figured it would maybe be okay if I brought her along, but like maybe an hour or two after. And so
who?
I did.
To bring D along.
D.
Okay.
And everything seemed to be going okay, I guess. But I definitely wanted to have a talk with her. And
why? What are you talking about? What kind of talk do you want to have with D?
About whether or not...
why? Whether or not this is going somewhere or not?
Your relation? Is it
no,
your
no, no,
relation?
No, hold on, hold on. You wanted to talk about whether the relationship is going anywhere
no,
or not.
No, no, I actually was going to tell her that I don't think we should be, like, hooking up or any of that stuff anymore.
Why? Okay.
Why? Because of a guy out in New Jersey who I wasn't fond of.
Why? Because you think that the guy out in New Jersey is...
shady as hell, yes.
But what, are they hanging out or are they seeing each other?
They were, I guess, but she definitely, I think, likes him more than he likes her. And although he says he has no interest with that bunch, it's the whole idea of interest is, well, you know, it's not the same definition, I suppose, as
are you
as
in touch
of...
with said person in Jersey still?
Nah, he won't. He hasn't returned any emails or anything like that. I did email him and let him know that I wasn't seeing her anymore, and I give...
Wait, this was an email?
Yeah, I sent him an email. Absolutely.
It was like a sarcastic, like...
No, I just said, yeah, so I'm not seeing her anymore.
Just after you broke up this last time.
Right. Well, see, what I did...
Wait, why
that...
is this why is was this guy affecting it? Why did you have to not see her anymore because of this guy?
Oh, God, it's so vastly huge and complicated.
It's not, by the way. It never is.
It probably isn't. Okay. No. I'm not, I'm just not comfortable with the whole, sharing a girl, I don't think.
Wow.
Did I phrase it badly?
You're not Mormon?
No.
No, this is a guy who, puts two females that he's seeing in the same room because he feels like hanging out with both of them.
They said they can handle it.
They did, and they have never been able to, except for, Dee and Rebecca, when they made out, and that was okay. And that's what encouraged me for a lot of my shenanigans.
Is one time when these two chicks are piss drunk, they end up making out, and now he's like, I think that'll happen every time I bring two chicks I'm seeing together.
How do you know that the Jersey and D are seeing each other now?
Okay, well, they're all weird about not telling me stuff.
Does that mean? Do you ask straight questions?
Yes, I do, and I get these weird fucking answers about, oh, okay, I'm not dating him. Well, okay, what does dating mean?
Is
dating
the way you guys
like
are not dating
me and
each other?
Her weren't dating either? Okay, so what does that actually mean? It doesn't mean anything at all. I get these weird answers that don't mean fucking anything at all. And I go to the source. I go to him and I ask what's going on. Oh, he's not interested in her. Well, okay, that's what you said in January, and then that whole shit happened in Canada. You weren't interested in her, but ended up doing whatever, who knows what. I know at least they made out. You know,
okay.
So what does that mean?
Is this... the last time that you and D break up, am I ever going to see you guys making out again? Because do you remember where we were here like a couple months ago when I said I don't want to ever see you guys make out again?
She's trying to heal you.
Yeah, well, I found out new information since then.
No more.
I found out, this is what I believe from the answers that I got. I believe that she's kind of been holding out for him for more or less the entire year. And I think that's why things were the way they
And that
were.
Offends you because...
Because I feel like she wasn't
Wait, holding
up
out
me.
For his love?
I guess, yeah.
So she's only
or
with
whatever.
You until
I mean,
he decides to be with her?
I believe, yeah. That's what I do believe, yes.
How come you don't know? And how come you have to guess everything?
Because if I say I do know, then I get a bunch of asshats on the forums or whatever that are going to fucking contradict me because they're little gal pals and whatever. And
who are these asshats? Gal pals?
I can make a list. Wow. Everybody in SNA?
who are those people? And why do they know and you don't know?
I have no idea. I don't pay that much attention to it. And that's kind of almost off topic.
You know what? But
bit,
it is off topic, but D doesn't share any of that information on the forum, so I don't know why these people are just assuming they know shit.
Well, I guess maybe they talk not on the forums.
Oh. People do that?
But how would you transfer information if it's not on public forums?
There is
I don't
only
get it.
The internet.
Yeah, no, yeah, so whatever. It's more of that stuff with
will there be more making out ever?
I can't imagine that happening.
I would like to bet you, because I would like to win some money next time, because this fucking sucks. Okay, let's bet money. $100 next time.
Wow.
When, is there like a deadline or something?
Yeah,
or is
5 years. How about 5 years? 5 years. In 5 years, if you don't make out with... I tell you what. In 5 years, if you don't make out with her, I will give you $200. Okay? But the next time I see you guys making out, or if you... You're very honest with me. So if you make out with her, and I'm not talking like... Oh, I'm going to avoid everything but stinging my tongue in her throat. No more physical activity, okay? Next time you do it, you owe me $100. Fair?
Fair.
Well, you're right. Kind of a deal on
Yeah, that's 2-1 odds.
What?
Do you know you just lost us a chance for $100?
5 years.
You're fine with that?
No physical contact.
We owe him $200.
In five years, if there's no contact.
And any time within 5 years, he just has to give us $100. You're doing him a favor.
No, if he does anything.
Oh, now the deal's changing. What's
going
on?
If he does anything,
I like the odds
within the 5 years, he owes me $100, and that's it. That's off.
Right, you owe
me
$100. Being nice to him. You're saving him $100. That's all. Just making it clear.
If he doesn't do anything, yeah, I'm saving him a whole bunch of money.
No
more.
Okay, whatever. Okay.
Yeah. Done.
She's not in charge of accounting anymore, but okay.
All right, whatever.
And now that, are you in a good head now that, the reason I ask is because you did weed the other day, and the first
last night,
you did it, well, you were angry because you were in Canada, and
right.
I think that helped affect you. I personally do, and
that
make
you
angry. That
picture of freaking Canadian beer that I had just before I did it, too.
Oh, yeah, we have you on the documentary chugging that, by the way.
Oh, wonderful.
But now that you're in a good head and you do weed, what do you think about it?
I think that it's what it must feel like to be retarded.
It's cool, right?
I don't know that it's cool is the word that I would use. No, I think it's just genuinely like this is what a retard would feel, and that's why they're constantly fucking smiling, is because it's like having ADD. I was talking to my new roommate, and, you know, I would start a sentence, and by the time I got to the end of the sentence, I had forgotten what the first part of the sentence was about, and I don't know what I'm fucking talking about, which I guess a lot of people would say that's me anyways, but... Right. Yeah, I mean, I was making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, for instance, and I looked down. I didn't realize what I was doing, but I looked down and I had this butter knife in my hand with peanut butter on it and two slices of bread in front of me. And I'm like, oh, I guess I'm making a sandwich. So I put the peanut butter on there and went back to doing whatever. And then I look up again and I'm like, I don't know what the hell's going on. I look down and there's two pieces of bread, one with jelly and one with peanut butter in front of me. And I'm like, I'm making a sandwich. So I put it together and I ate it. I mean, it was just like that the whole night.
Did you enjoy it, or would you do that again?
Nah, I think I'm retired from marijuana.
By the way,
silly.
By the way, if you smoke marijuana within 5 years, you'll move.
But it is no joke that at least 10 people I'm getting on feedback. I want to take the 200-100 bet with you, so you'll have to contact the Spooky on the side.
Yeah, we'll start a thing on the forums.
That's
you might
pretty
if
good
you
odds.
Can hold out for 5 years. It sounds like you're getting at least like $2,000. So.
Wow. Yeah, I
versus
don't,
those
I don't
sweet
think it's
juicy
be,
lips though I've
problem.
Seen them
they are nice
I don't think it's going to be a problem because I really feel like a lot of the stuff that has happened wasn't what I believed what had happened, and I'm not entirely certain that I even know the person.
I'm sorry, Fooey from Tulsa. I was making a peanut butter sandwich. I looked down and there was a gun in my hand. So you're going to be rich or you're going to debtor's jail. But either way, I think it's going to be fun to follow. By the way, real quick, Jeremy, who keeps an eye on everything, works on the Keith and the Girl for Beginners thread for us on the forums. If you're new to
and
the show.
And is one of the moderators on the forums.
Yeah, among many other things. Sent me this. Remember, it was like 5 months ago, he's saying it is 5 months ago. He knows he's been following it since Pod Show. The evil corporation that tries to ruin podcasters. You guys aren't making money, and I accept your apology all this time. You guys were talking shit. I heard it all, but I let it go. I'm a nice guy. They had a thing called the Pod Show Suck Less program. And if you had your show with them, it started with a promo that said, help us to suck less. Go to suckless.podshow.com and fill something out. You know, fill out a survey, and you can win prizes. Seriously, we need to suck less. Like, that's the joke. We know we suck. We need to suck less. And now your show. And your show could be a business show. Your show could be something serious. Your show's about investing money. We suck less. Burp, burp. One show, no joke, is a meditation show. Suck less. Help us suck less. Now for your show.
Welcome back to Larry King Live.
So anyway, Jeremy says this. Evidently, Pod Show has only released two surveys on the suck less zone. The absolute minimum number of surveys to get any of the prizes that they offer is 4.
So in effect, it's been 5 months since its loss, and no one has gotten anything from that deal, except for Podshow, who have demographic and mailing list data on anyone dumb enough to not put in fake information. Jeremy.
Oh, wow.
Not nice. Just another
example. Podshow is shady. That's what we learned.
Well, that's probably the first thing they could change to suck less.
All right. So I have a big Thanksgiving announcement to make, by the way. Very excited about this. Somebody in this room right now is gay.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's heavy. It's heavy. Somebody in this room, no joke, is gay. For their sex, $200 if you guess within 5 years. And, you know, now's the time, I think, to say, because, you know, it's Thanksgiving. That's what a weird time, though, seriously, that gay people come out.
On the holidays?
They come out on the holidays, Thanksgiving being the biggest one. Oh, thanks for the turkey. We got everybody. I'm gay. What the fuck? Oh, you can't handle it? Fuck you. I'm like, I don't know.
Would you like another piece of pie?
Right. Or don't you like it, my faggot son? My brother Mark is gay.
Hi, Mark.
I feel like I should say hi back with a lisp. Hi.
How old are you now?
27.
It was on your birthday when you were 26 that you told me that you were gay.
Are you really? Is he making this up?
No, he's not making it up.
I'm not making it up.
Is that how you knew what bears were?
I thought that was common sense.
Spooky was being so funny before the show. He's like, this faggot, that faggot, this gay queer. And how do you know that gay information? Everyone's a queer, queer, queer. I'm from Texas, gay lord.
And we remember, you know, my parents, as we were growing up, were like, five children. We have five children. And nothing's wrong with any of them.
You know, one out of five is gay, so I think this makes sense.
I have heard that. Have you heard that? One out of five is gay, and we have, you know, there's five of us, not counting my parents. And it happened
to
be you.
And I think they're not.
They've proven themselves.
I think so, five times.
Now that's a beard. So Mark IMs me, and I have a copy of the IM that I saved in case he ever wanted to say. So
this was months ago.
Right. So all
yeah,
you
Mark did not just come out to us for Thanksgiving.
Right.
This was like...
Oh, I knew this, what, a year and a half ago?
At least.
Has it been that long?
How long have you been gay?
What the fuck?
Confused with the first time I ever masturbated or the first time I realized I was gay, so I'm not sure anymore.
Really? So you have a set time
okay,
when you...
Okay, let me ask you this, because this is something I've
spooky.
Wanted to Perfect. Fucking know forever, and nobody will ever fucking tell me. I get these weird answers from straight people, and I'm like, that doesn't fucking count. Can you look in, like, a full-body mirror and, like, jerk off to yourself?
No.
There you go.
What if you put, like, a That's Tom the- Cruise head on it or something?
If you put a wig on it, can you jerk off? You wouldn't think something's wrong?
That's... That's the only reason Spooky wants to be gay.
Because, right. So I'm not gay, you're saying. Okay, good. So he IMs, and that's funny, too. What a way to break it, too, through IM.
No, I called you.
Did you call me?
Yeah.
Okay, then I wrote it down. I don't have it, like, in IM form.
Are you, like, 100% gay, or, like, both, bi, or whatever? I'm curious. Gay can mean, I mean, obviously, if you're a guy, if you like it in the butt, or you like administering the cock to somebody else's butt, then you're gay.
Did you
How do you know
Spooky?
This stuff?
Well, that's my definition. And
I'm
like,
not
you
gay.
You can like girls too, but then in my the way I think conventional society views it is you're a gay guy that also does chicks.
Mark?
I am not the one that does chicks.
Okay. Mark's trying to change his buddy's brother. Okay. But you don't like it all the times you fuck dudes, right?
Wait. My brother's chiming in, my younger brother, Michael. The youngest of a family with many children is generally gay. It's based on a study that I can explain more if you want. You're my youngest brother.
Of course you can explain it, buddy.
You've slept with my female friends. What's going on?
Hey, Mike, let's put it this way.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Happy Thanksgiving! So, yeah, he says, you know, who wants to be... What was this? Why do I have this written down, though? Who wants to be first? And I said, like, oh, you know, and then this was I am. You're wrong. This was absolutely I am. Because you wrote, like, who wants to be first? And I finally got to the I am, and I go, oh, I do. And you wrote, too late, Ken's first.
Oh, I tried calling you. You were on the other line. I was talking to him at the time.
With my priest. And then I wrote this. I go, you're gay? And...
I just rate it. And he goes, yeah. And I'm like, oh, how long did you know? And I go, I knew years. Oh, no. He said, how do you know? And I go, I knew years ago. You serious? In no way did I ever think my brother was gay at all. And I go, I knew you years ago. Are you serious? And he's like, oh, do I get a cookie? And I write, in hell. I go, I gotta go, but take care. Happy birthday, faggot.
And then I think I called you.
And then it was a phone call. And I'm like, why are you pushing this stupid joke? And then I talked to Ken that night, and we're trying to figure out if Mark's serious. Because he's saying he's serious.
You know what's funny is I was there when
you were there.
I was there when you were talking to Ken. And Keith goes, you want to guess? And I'm like, someone's gay. And he goes, yeah. And I'm like, Mark? And he goes, yeah. And I'm like, get out of here. And I never thought you were gay. It's just, I don't know. It was like a fun guess. You're the cleanest.
Ken did not take it well. I remember him saying that. I guess I can't hate on your birthday, but tomorrow it's fucking on. And you know what else he said? This is why nothing good could come of free will. I keep telling people this.
So are you like, have you?
You're confused because you were getting along with them.
Nah, I have
and because
gay
you gave me that back rub in the bathroom.
It wasn't gay. I didn't push back. What? Anyways, are you like, do you go to the clubs and like have that like Turkish bathhouse sex or whatever?
No, I.
Are you like a man whore?
I stay inside and clean.
I don't know. The only gay, really gay friend I have, other than the guy that I pick on about his dieting, is...
Tony?
I wasn't going to say because I was going to talk about his past, but now that you said, I'm not going to say.
Oh, God.
But he has a sordid past.
Well, thank you.
You've had gay sex, so nobody can be confused. Maybe you're not gay.
Nobody could be confused.
Did you get it in your hometown?
No.
Okay. Have you ever done it in your parents' house?
If you don't mind.
Have you ever done it in your parents' house?
No. How,
spooky.
That's where I grew up.
Because it would be awesome to go down in the basement church and, like, defile it.
This is not, like, okay. Mark is a very conservative person, whether he's gay or straight. Like, right? You're a church-going guy. You're, like, not... You never did really go crazy in the clubs for any kind of.
Do you own leather pants?
Oh my word!
I ride a motorcycle,
out of the way.
And I don't even own leather pants.
Have you ever been to a truck stop?
Oh my God!
You have a motorcycle.
I was on a cross country trip. How was I not?
I remember my sister Christy saying, she used the word giddy. She said, you're happy, right? You're giddy. You're happy for him. And I'm like, I don't know. It's weird. You're in denial? Give me a day. Give me a day to deal. But I do think it's funny. All the letters coming in, anytime I say something homophobic sounding, you wouldn't say this if you had a family member, blah, blah, blah. All forgiven, by the way. All forgiven, assholes.
It is so funny.
Do you want to bring up your the other members of our family?
If they're gay or not?
Well, the Mexican brother we have, the Chinese sister, the...
Oh, there's so much. It's baby steps. We got to do a couple shows. Right. Baby steps.
There's still Christmas.
Let me tell you, this was the day. This was the day, by the way, a Keith and the Girl article for the Moguls of New Media came out in the Wall Street Journal. Hey, Mom and Dad, I'm gay. Wait a week. You've been gay your whole life. I've been in an article for 12 hours.
Relax. So your parents know?
Yes.
Wow. How did that go?
It went as well as could be expected. The opening prayer was a real prayer. Now you know where it came from.
Wait, read the opening prayer again if you don't mind. Oh, here it is. Here you go. Sorry.
You're embarking through dangerous waters, but there is still time to readjust your sails. Oh. May God give you the peace of mind you seek.
Is that one of your dad's letters? Wow.
Well, now Mark and I can share butt plug stories, so this is...
Oh, okay. When we were four, do you remember...
I remember banging Hemda Extra that night. I do remember that.
Can I tell you that I don't know if I ever told you this, but there's been a couple of times when you were over, you said something, and I'm like, well, I can't tell if that's inappropriate or not. And after you were gay, I'm like, that's why it wasn't inappropriate.
You're not the first person to say that.
Is that true, really?
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's your brother that I'm dating, and like you some kind of joke. I remember like after you came out, we were with the family and they walked away, and then you said something about because we were the only ones left at the table, like something about how we'll be on a date and whatever. And I'm like, oh yeah, he's gay, whatever. But but you've said that before I knew you were gay, and I'm like, well, how do I respond to this? I'm dating his brother. Holy fuck!
Your brother's coming on to me.
I have a question. Is there like a handshake or some sort of secret signal so that you know somebody else in the room is gay?
I wonder why gay people don't come out.
It's not for the family.
It's called gay.com. That's our secret handshake.
Gay to meet you? Excuse me? No, nothing.
No, not working. You tap your foot 3 times.
I know, like, Masons have secret things. Why not gays? I mean, it just seems like it would be a hard world because you're walking around and it's like,
yeah,
you don't know
is.
Who's the enemy and who's not.
Who's the enemy? It's all war-related.
This is where the conservative part of me comes in, and since I'm conservative, I don't think I could best answer that.
Do you think you could have been gay before the internet, like before like Match.com and stuff like that?
I was much before the internet.
Were you getting any?
No.
He's very
I didn't get it after it either.
Conservative.
So.
Like, so if you were talking to a heterosexual person.
You didn't get it after it either. Well, that answers, I'm sorry. That answers your question, Jeremy. A Thanksgiving spin. Mark, are you the turkey or the stuffing? Mark's a giver.
I'm the cranberry sauce.
Aww. Ew, wait. Wait. I don't know. It went bad in my head.
Yeah, that, I take that back.
Do you have any, like, crazy, scary homosexual stories? Like anecdotes? I don't know.
Yeah, here's an anecdote.
This
he
one time
men.
I This one time I was in band camp scrubbing the floors and I chipped a nail. No.
Raggedy from Dublin again. He does say though, when you were staring at all the brown dirt holes that we had to dig, were you like turned on or anything?
I don't get it. Oh.
That's Dublin humor. That's Dublin humor.
That's a stretch. I would call it that's Dublin, not that's Dublin humor.
I do remember this. I remember Mark was in 10th grade or so, and a girl accused him of rape, right? A girl accused him of rape, and Dad, he never was not on our side.
Took her side through the entire thing.
Her side?
The entire thing.
He didn't, like, give you a high five or anything?
Wow.
And you know, now he tells the story, you know, and like really gave Mark a hard time too. And I remember Mark being punished for it, and I don't remember how. If his holes are just a smack, like hard smacks on the ass and lower back.
I had to cut an acre of weeds with a pair of scissors.
There you go.
Oh my God.
Now,
rape?
For rape.
I mean, he believed it,
right?
Obviously.
Yeah.
Why did he believe it?
He believed she was pregnant, and I mean, it's like that's a lie that's going to be proved wrong.
Right. We won't know eventually.
Weeks. Yeah.
What a horrendous time. Wow.
But now, you know, he's like, hey, Dan, don't you wish I raped that girl?
Oh,
you wish that now.
Oh, my God.
Dad,
that's
forgiven.
He just forgave your dad for you.
I think that's the first time you've forgiven him for something.
Well, through you. It doesn't count. No.
I think I was just jealous after you told our parents that you were gay. I'm like, you are now going to get the greatest letter. That's going to be a page turner.
He held off for a long time, but then he kept saying the bombshell. And I'm like, well, I've known my whole life. It's not a bombshell.
Like, when did you, like,
bombshell?
How did this bombshell happen?
That bombshell you dropped on your mother.
Did you know before puberty?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow. You didn't know before puberty that you were heterosexual?
You didn't play,
you know, when I was in first grade, my teacher was like during nap time we had these cots and I'd lay down and she'd walk over us with a dress and I'd like look up her skirt.
There you go.
But I didn't even really think about it in
like
a sexual
definitely.
Way.
Keith,
though,
you right? wanted to get with your kindergarten teacher.
Absolutely true. And I didn't know what that meant in the least.
Yeah.
Huh. Huh.
Look at spooky learning today.
Look
this
at his head
fantastic.
Explode. I say within 15 minutes. You are going to lose that bet, Hemda. He's going to die tonight.
I must prove I'm straight.
Who was it? Who was telling me, one of our siblings was telling me, like, they saw you, like, at the end of a prom kissing a chick, and they're like, that looks kind of weird. Like,
really?
Like, you're giving, like, an awkward kiss.
As tall and skinny as you are, I thought you'd have been in for fat chicks.
What the? Ew, why?
Did you ever see that video to the Mission Impossible music?
What's that? Say that again?
It's on the net somewhere. It's like this guy trying to do this fat chick to Mission Impossible music.
Mom or dad, being snoopers that they always were, found gay porn. Is that true?
Dad did on the computer.
Okay.
Wait, so this is recent?
This was sixth grade.
On the computer?
Yes.
Wow, in sixth grade you would get... How old are you?
That's disgusting. Yeah. Kindergarten's 5, so 11.
Oh.
Is it in a folder called Gay Porn or Secret Secret?
No, it was in the Netscape internet cache. He was
looking where you went. Oh.
No, he was looking for just any picture, and he did like search for every file on the computer.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
27, okay.
So you did a search and he found it?
Yes.
Did he talk to you about it?
No, he left the monitor on all night.
And left it on? Left gay porn on the screen?
Yep, and he covered the monitor with like a cloth or something. But he didn't know he thought if he turned the monitor off, like it would disappear. So he left it on with it covered. And I think how I got out of that one was I said, if you did a search for anything on the internet, you would find porn. And it would just go in your cache. So we did a search, and I don't remember what the search engine was back then, Hotbot or something.
Right.
If you did a search for, I said, like paper towels, and then you searched within those results for like porn would come up. And I don't remember what the topic was. And so I
showed you out-computered him.
Yeah, and I showed them that, and they're like, oh, yeah, it does show up when you do that.
Oh, wow.
I'm surprised, though, Mom and all her snooping never found anything.
You think maybe she did find stuff and just didn't want to talk about
it? What would
like
you have
Abacus's
had?
Mom?
It's possible.
He allowed people for them.
Yeah.
What would you have had? You had gay physical porn. Is that what you're saying?
I don't think I did, because I couldn't imagine back then any being
where
out.
To get it.
Do you own a dildo or do you just jerk off?
I have nothing.
Okay, so you just jerk off.
So Keith is ahead of you in that department.
That's like my brother, TMI, TMI.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. That's true. They look so alike, too.
But is it unusual
temple
for
on Saturdays, church on Sunday. Temple on Saturdays, church on Sunday.
Is it unusual for a gay guy to have a dildo?
I don't think so.
All right.
Friends have them, I don't.
Newsy from Gainesville. That's how my dad found out I was gay. Damn temporary internet files. I told him it was just pop-ups. That's saved to your computer with a 5-star rating like iTunes.
Watch this one later.
So how did you break the news to our parents?
I pulled Mom aside and I told her. I wanted to tell them in person. You guys could all deal with the phone stuff. And I let her know and I said, do you think we should tell Dad? And she said, I'll think about it. And then I think it was the day before.
Was she crying as you're telling her this?
No. In fact, she was like a fake smile, but like, oh, well, do you have a girlfriend, boyfriend? And I'm like,
pussy dick.
Yeah. And I'm like, for somebody in your 60s, that's an impressive, like, because that's a leap. Her, like, you know, mm-hmm. not completely freaking out. And I was like,
was it a total shock to her? Like, it was a total shock to me, total shock to Ken. I don't think Christy saw it, but she's happy for you right away.
She said it was. I think she told everybody it was, but I don't know. Really? How could you not think it or something? I don't
Why?
Know.
Why? Why would she think it? Come Why?
Okay.
At all. Not in the least. I do remember.
Ever had sex so with maybe, a woman?
No. So maybe this is a gay person thing that they think everybody sees it. And maybe that's how, like, anorexic people, they think everyone, like, they're fat. And it's like, you're psycho. You're not fat. Right. But it's the same deal with...
It's a disease.
Why did you decide?
I've got many things I can throw here.
Why did you decide to come out to everyone, your parents?
I was dating at the time, and I figured they're going to find out sooner or later, so why not?
If you were seeing someone now, would you bring them to Christmas at your parents' house?
Over time, it wouldn't be...
It would have to be a serious relationship.
Right. Like, I wouldn't be against... somebody coming over and visiting, like if you guys visited or whatever, like, hey, this is whoever. But I'm not buying a plane ticket and flying down to North Carolina for Christmas for, hey, this is somebody I met 2 months ago.
That's fair.
You told Dad, did you tell him or Mom told Dad? And this is the same time, the last time me and Hemda and myself were at your house. When was this?
Mom told Dad after you guys left.
When was that?
That's a summertime, right?
That was, yeah.
When we went to that aquarium thing.
That was about a year ago, man.
Yeah. Oh, it was at least a year ago.
Oh, really?
I was telling Mark, like, I was thinking of our own different ways, you know, to break the story. And I was thinking I would go with Mark and go, Mom, Dad, we're both gay. Actually, there's good news. Only one of us is gay. Make it like a good thing for them.
We came up with a lot of reasons or excuses.
I have a couple reasons that we IN back and forth.
By the way, now it's like everyone's just breaking their heart. This one's dating a Jew. I don't think they're happy with the other one dating a black. You're dating dudes. Not good. Mike, it's all on you now.
One of the men in this house are gay. And we'll tell you the answer to this tomorrow. And you can ask questions throughout the night, like a murder mystery game. It's great, though, if you come up, I'll show you. It's all about how proud you are. Let me put the card on the table. I don't know. Play a game of Clue, but in the inside it says, Mom, Dad, Mark's gay. We just never take a guess while playing.
Oh, you know what he did? That it was around the time you were coming out to everybody, and we were following you in the car, right?
Right.
And so Keith made a big old sign that says, Mark is gay.
Oh, yeah. That was when we were on the way to the aquarium.
Right. Oh, my God.
And Keith kept calling it the aquarium. Oh, look, we're at Mystic Aquarium. Aren't the otters cute in the aquarium? I got it. It's an aquarium.
But he had a big sign with black. He, like, you know, drew over MMMMMMAAAAA.
And I'm just looking in the rearview mirror laughing. Don't turn around. Don't turn around. What's so funny, Mark? Don't turn around.
What board game were we playing? And I go, I guess you'll take the pink piece. Oh, this is so good, Mark. Thanks for making dinner. Well, of course, Mark knows how to cook food. I mean, it's not the greatest meal, you know, considering, you know. Well, never mind. Maybe you don't know. All right. My button fell off my pants, Mark. Okay, he's a good seamstress. That's all I meant. That's all I meant. I do remember him making dinner and everything and be like, what do I taste? Sage? Fresh lemon pepper? That is delicious.
I don't own either of those ingredients, for the record.
That's Keith's version of gay.
I do.
You have to have sage. I don't have sage.
Is there sage? Are there
I figured his version would be, is that Glade potpourri plugged into that outlet? It's mixed berry and autumn sunshine.
Sage equals gay, but butt plug does not equal gay.
There's not piss on the seat.
Which reminds me of Harvey Fierstein's voice, who got that because he sucks
Mrs. Doubtfire,
dick.
Yeah.
So what did you think all that time when he'd say that? Like,
it
are you like, I hope
up.
Not.
My voice isn't like that, Dad.
Do you think, like, you know, we used to clean up before you came, and you've been coming a couple of times. Do you think we are the most slobby of disgusting, and this particular brother is icky? What do you think when you come to our house? I realize I'm veering off the gay thing, but if your brother is not the most hetero of men, aside from the butt plug that you don't want to know about, but yeah, what's your thoughts?
I just see butt plugs everywhere.
We do that to make you feel comfortable.
I always thought the reason that I was clean or why I cleaned stuff was growing up. Oh, there it is.
It's the little baby Jesus.
Uh-huh. It really is. Yeah,
wow.
It's a butt plug. Somebody sent it to him.
Now I have to go to church twice next Sunday.
Sorry.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That is rich. You're the one that goes to church. That's
do
rich.
Do you think you're going to burn in hell?
No, I think I'm answering a different question, though.
Sorry.
The cleaning thing, I always figured, like, when we were growing up, there were, you know, seven people living in how big was our house? 1,000 square feet on the main level. And I figured there's not enough room for everybody's stuff. And now that I have my own place, there's no junk because it's just me.
No, you know what? I'm sorry. It was, like, not a gay question at all.
She asked, I don't know. It's a weird question she asked. She asked this to a lot of guests. And I think she wants them to say, you're a slob. I don't understand what you're asking for.
I feel like you're so clean that when you come over here, I'm like, does he even want to use our toilet?
Do you want to use our toilet?
I want to use it extra after all this.
I do remember, again, we're checking out a comic book place. I remember that. Or a place of, like, old cartoon type stuff or old shows. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
when
we visited.
Place in, I don't remember the name of it. It was in, I think, Meriden, Connecticut, somewhere around there.
And they had silly stuff and old comic books and old Hulk lunch boxes, and they had kazoos. And I'd walk around with the kazoo and go, this Mark is gay. Mark is a secret. He's very uncomfortable.
Mark's gay. Mark's gay. Mark's gay. Mark.
I could not quit telling stories about my friend Marcus Queer. Hey, you guys remember Mark is Queer? My buddy, Mark is Queer. Mom crying. That was sad.
When you come to the city, like, are you able to go to, like, any city? Almost like, I feel like Brother Love, if he went to, like, L.A., he could just, like, go out and, like, find, like, drugs if he needed to. Are you able to just, like, know where to go to find, like, other gay people?
I've only once in my life had this happen. It was actually this past summer. A friend of mine from Philadelphia was up visiting, and actually up in Boston, so we went up to visit him. And we were looking for some club to go to, and some random guy on the street were like, hey, you know where whatever the name of this place is? He's like, yeah. And we're like, are you going there now? Yeah. And so we all got in his car and drove for like 20 miles to this
Get out.
Club. Yeah.
Get out. Well,
it's a life. That is the life. Listen to this. This is an IM I have between me and Dad. And this is back in 2004. So when did you come out? 2005, 2006?
Six, right?
Six, I guess.
2006. So this is 2004. I have no idea that you're gay, but I'm talking to, you know, our dad just being a total jackass. And he IMs me sometimes.
Actually, usually in Keith's IMs with your dad, Keith says that he's the one that's gay.
Usually.
Yeah. Well, this time for no reason. Well, because Dad brings up, how's Mark doing? Just asking. I guess I just saw you or talked to you. And I go, he's cool for being gay. He told you about his tendencies. Again, I had no idea. But I couldn't help myself. Why do you think that, if you honestly think that? Let's think about it. Have we ever seen him with a girl? What? Yeah. And he goes, yes. But whether we have, I figured like he's easy to trick.
Yeah, you know, but like, he would have.
But he would have. But I picked him going, now that I think about it. So let's think about it. Have you seen him with the girl? Yes, but whether we would have or not would prove nothing. Well, you're preaching to the choir. You started it. I already know. You don't have to convince me. Of what? Mark's gay! Capitalization, exclamation point.
I wonder if your dad, after Mark, you come out,
I wonder if your dad
is like, wait, Keith was trying to tell me one time.
Like I asked before, how do you know? I'm just kidding. I doubt it. But we'd never know if he was, would we? Mike's gay, though. Fact.
He did flat out ask me. It had to be sometime in junior high. And
really?
I just said no.
What? Oh, but he asked Keith if he was gay.
Yeah, I think he asks everybody. Yeah. But I was like, that's going to be an uncomfortable few more years if I say yes. No.
He puts a light. Right. He puts a light in your eyes. And if your pupils dilate, you're a faggot.
I let Mike live by himself at 18. I let Keith go on July 4th when he was 8. Would you too like to go?
Well, he thought some hanky panky was going on between Mike and I when we met. Remember Matt Rolfe when he moved in? He thought, why would there be three dudes living together? And he knew there was gay activity.
You know what's funny?
But yet you come out and say I'm gay.
The
and
younger
he,
Rolfe
he can't
is
deal
gay.
With it. Are you serious?
Yes. I don't know who told me this. Last time I visited Somerset, someone told me.
Wow.
Get out.
Should have saw it coming from his brother.
Knows. Your father has the best gaydar.
No, he's right. He knows. He knew one of them. He didn't know which one.
Right. He's like, something in that family isn't right. Are you? And they're both, in both families, ours and theirs, are super religious, too.
Well, your whole town is religious.
I don't know that they are.
Yeah, they can't, they're not allowed. They were never allowed to watch Simpsons as half adult, as like 18 years old. They were too young to watch the Simpsons.
But is that like real religious or just, I don't know.
And you happen to run the church choir. You happen to do all, you
or
know.
Or appearances. I think that's like
appearances to me.
Well, like
to me visiting.
They want to like appear to the town that they're.
Your whole town is like that, though. The whole town goes to church.
But I don't think they're, like, genuinely religious. Well, they might be. I don't know. But I always, like, how they were was they wanted to appear genuinely religious.
I remember his dad used to bless us every night. Remember that?
Just so you can get in your bedroom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I go, I know that Mike's gay fact. Are you on some sort of prescribed medication, unprescribed medication, illicit drugs, or one too many intoxicating drinks?
He's so specific.
Because he knows I play tricks with my words. I'm a wordsmith.
No beer, liquor of any kind.
Right. And I go, I'm sober as oxen.
As oxen?
As oxen, because there's...
Drunk as an ox. Like,
oh.
Then why did you say that? I don't think anybody's gay. I say it because I think it's incredibly hilarious. That is sick. You don't have gay kids. Relax, homophobe.
Don't let us joking around make you wonder. Although, seriously, Christie's gay. Do you think that you just might find greater self-worth if you decided to take the abilities that God has favored you with and start doing something very positive in life with your life? You are very talented. Yet you let yourself run amok because you forget how special God has made you. And I say, God gave me a sick sense of humor, but just a tease or a test? I think making gay jokes is funny. If it's funny in my head, that's not the choice I made. Yes, my son, it is. I imagine. He's sighing.
Amen.
And how about if one gets a kick out of murdering people? Does murdering people for that person make it right? And I said, yes, if he truly enjoys it. Yet, once again, we seem to unable to carry on a logical conversation. What a shame. Now, could we carry on a logical, sincere conversation? Is making fun of a person's sinful actions what the Son of God has taught you to do? And I said, I wasn't laughing at Mark. I love Mark. Not the way he wishes. Your last comment, series of comments, makes me think that my second son just might be acting like a total ass right now. Bye. And that was it. And then you ended up gay.
Ended up.
And he listened. And he listens to me a lot better.
Do you save all your conversations, all your IMs with your dad? I mean, it seems like it's gold, so absolutely I don't see why you wouldn't. But,
I think I found this in a book or some stand-up thing that I was deliberately keeping. And then when I started talking to Mark about being gay, I started saving the funniest things. Mark, we didn't know we were talking about Mark being gay on the show.
No.
And so right before, Mark kept saying these little clever things about being gay, like, you know, the bear thing, what do you call it, gay guy, whatever.
Yeah, and you said something about, like, I said, Mark, would you like anything? And Spooky goes, pussy, and Mark goes, no, not really. And Spooky kept missing everything. Yeah. But
I'm not tuned into I don't have good gaydar, I suppose.
No, but it's not that. I think, like, I think you just don't pay attention.
I don't want pussy. I don't have good gaydar.
What was I going to say? Oh, so he's doing that, and so I give him a piece of paper, and it says, you know, if you're going to do clever stuff like that, you know, A, you're going to kind of out yourself, and B, it's not fair to me just to shut up if you're going to play little clues or whatever. And then we talked in the hallway, and Mark was quite okay with it, and tell me if I'm wrong, but I don't think I did any kind of weird convincing, you know, at all.
Why did you put your hand on my thigh?
Just because I know that makes you say yes. I read about you. So I forget why I even... Oh, I know why I brought that up. Because I was thinking, though, there might be some day when we do talk about it on the show. And Mark goes, well, what will we talk about? And I go, oh, gee, I don't know. Hold on. I come in the room. I got a packet of 10, 15 papers. Paperclip. The front page says, Mark.
That sounds so like Dad. Oh, I don't know. What about this?
Mark had the first and only Keith and the Girl folder ready for a show, just in case.
How does that make you feel? Is that weird?
I wanted a whole drawer.
You wanted a whole closet, but
that was going to be my joke earlier. Somebody in this room is do you have somebody in the closet I don't know about?
By the way, people bringing up points. Jeremy has a good one. You should have brought Mark up during that Queer Eye audition you went to. Yeah, I'm saying we're going to Queer Eye Dish, and you're like, I can help if you'd listen. Like so that's when you could have came out. I could have had a brand new house. I come to wouldn't ask, how do you like our shithole? She can go, hey, ta-da.
All right.
Ta-da.
My house is barren. Don't take decorating tips from me.
Speaking of barren, are you going to have children in some way?
I don't know how that would work.
Well, obviously they have technology that lets gays reproduce through, like, artificial insemination and things like that.
I went to college, and everything I read said this is impossible. See, heterosexual... Did you ever have the birds and the bees conversation?
Would you ever rent kids?
Call Rent America. You can rent to...
Would you adopt, or...
I wouldn't be against it.
Okay.
How do you feel about marriage?
The gay marriage?
Yeah. Do you want to get married at all?
Would it be legal or not?
In my state,
no, not legal or not legal. But would you want to get married? Because we don't even know if we want to get married. Did you think about it?
I've thought about it.
You'd have to get there.
Yeah.
Mm.
Are you disgusted that regular people can get married and you can't?
No.
Okay.
Are you disgusted that he just called you non-regular people?
A little bit. But he's rubbing his leg up and down mine, so I'm cool with it.
That's how you get the truth out of that. Well, happy Thanksgiving. Very good. Very brave of you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I know Hemda had half tears in her eyes, and she's very proud of you. I'm serious. She's like, good for him. I remember when you came out, she's like, good for him. That's fantastic.
He's wearing like a gas station t-shirt. You wouldn't know that he's gay.
What the?
You're really thrown by this.
I am.
He doesn't have glitter, and he's not singing Madonna songs.
Madonna, yes or no?
What's that about? Do you like Madonna?
Don't you have to?
I don't think I've ever been to a concert.
When she makes those cones on her tits, do they look like dicks to you people?
I don't understand how that could be, like, gay.
Actually, when I was excited, when you first came out, I was excited that you were seeing someone. That was where my excitement came from.
I'm excited when that happens, too.
Yeah.
Normal relationship problems, or is there, like, a weird set of problems because you're both guys?
I'm not really petty, so I don't think I have normal problems.
Well, guys, for the most part, aren't real petty,
let me tell you, is a catch and a half. Like, this is...
All girls say that about all gay guys.
No, seriously. I've been looking out. There's not one guy that I'm like, maybe. No.
Which is so weird, because he puts his dick in shit. You can't find nobody. Nobody's good enough for my little angel brother.
He's awesome.
All right, we're going to get out of here and celebrate Thanksgiving. Thank you, Mark. Spooky, thanks for coming out. Mike, how you holding up in the back?
I'm doing good.
Was it weird? Like, do you want to say anything or no? I don't mean to put you on the spot. I can take this out, in fact.
All right.
All right. I'm glad to see everybody's holding up well. I'm going to play a clip from Hemda last night after the show. I went to bed. Her, and Michael Matera did a little show, Crazy Mike. And Crazy Mike has a gay story himself. Apparently there's homos all around me. I didn't even know. You walk around, you can't even tell.
Was he wearing a gas station shirt?
That's
maybe
what
that threw
tell.
You off.
Was he wearing glitter?
Oh, next time Spooky has to like park into Exxon for a second. Oh, poor Spooky.
Or a truck stop.
Oh, I already know about truck stops. Not like that, but I mean, you know.
There's two people in this room.
Wow, good gravy. I got to get out of here. All right, so this is them talking about Michael Matera's story, and we'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You guys, everybody knows about Kinsey, I'm sure, and seen the film, or somebody's read his books, I'm sure. Kinsey's that guy from the 60s that did all the sexual experiments and concluded that over, 65% of heterosexual males have had a homosexual experience.
Oh my God, I totally think it's true.
I've had a homosexual experience.
Yeah, no, I agree.
What was yours?
I was in eighth grade. I was with my buddy, who was like best friends at the time, and we were watching. It was like the internet had just, it was just like the dawn of the internet for us, and I think everybody.
In eighth grade? How old are you?
I'm 28 now, so that was like 16 years ago it happened.
That's like way beginning. That's like you wait 5 hours to get anything.
Well, whatever. It was.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was like the very beginning, so it was like crazy. I didn't even know about the internet. And we're online looking at porn, like straight porn, like, whatever. It's just me and this dude. And it's all late at night, and we're just watching porn for like 2 hours and shit, and like we're all worked up. And I don't know whose idea it was, but I guess we're like, oh, we're all worked up and no girls. What's probably a good idea? Why don't we suck each other's penises? And it came down to it, like, where I was like, no, I'm not going to let you... I'm not going to do anything to him. I was like, why don't you do me first type of thing? So he goes down on me for, like, about 8 to 10 seconds, maybe. And, like, I start to put my hand on his head and, like, trying to do the whole porn... The whole porn thing where I'm like, yeah, that's it, bitch. But he wasn't having that. He stopped me. He's like, no. And then I stopped him about 3 seconds later or 5 seconds later. I was like, nah, this isn't working for me. It's not working for me. And then he came up, and I was like, and I'm sorry, but I'm not doing anything for you either.
Was he pissed?
No, he wasn't pissed, but it was just, it was awkward, because it was like, whatever. I thought, I tried something out, didn't like it, but it fucked with me, man, because, like, I remember, like, after that, I used to collect baseball cards, and there was a pitcher for the Baltimore Orioles called Scott, his name was Scott Erickson, and he had really pretty eyes, like, really attractive eyes, like, these deep blue, like, Paul Newman eyes, And I felt like I was, like, gay because I recognized that his eyes were attractive. And I was like, and I told my mom, I was like, Mom, I think I'm gay. I was like, I think Scott Erickson has pretty eyes. And she's like, just don't tell your father anything. and whatever. So, but I don't know. I just knew, I wasn't gay, I guess.
Did you ever try anything else again?
Not really, but there was a point when I was, like, around 18 or 19 when I was, like, partying with this dude that I used to hang out with, and I had a moment where I was like, if this guy tries to kiss me, I probably would go with it a little bit or something, but I was really fucked up, but
Well, props to admitting all that. That's awesome. Yeah. Not many guys will, and many guys have had experiences, and they just will never admit it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel weird. I mean, I know I'm straight. Like, I love women. I'm into girls. It's just
You're a whore.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. KeithandTheGirl.com.